This is Mark Strassman, reporter with California Politics Today. We're about to talk to Rachel Richman, who's the chief of staff for Assembly Member Wilma Chan, who's the chair of the Joint Legislative Audit Committee that acted this morning on some audit requests. Welcome to California Politics Today.
Thank you.
Tell us briefly, for people who are just tuning in, what the Joint Legislative Audit Committee is and what it's empowered to do.
The Joint Legislative Audit Committee is the fiscal and program watchdog for the legislature, and they have the authority to request the state auditor to conduct audits on the effectiveness and compliance with law of any program that receives state funding.
Okay, and how do items for potential audit come to their attention?
A legislator will typically write a letter asking the committee to consider approving an audit.
Okay, and in the case today, we're talking about what started out as four letters but became three requests, right?
Yes.
And just let's briefly go over the first one. There was some problem with Caltrans. What happened with that?
Well, many people may know that the cost of rebuilding the San Francisco Bay Bridge and a number of other toll bridges to make sure they're seismically safe has skyrocketed. And the audit request was to examine why the costs increased and how much of it was avoidable and were all the rules followed.
It just seems that big I'm sure the pyramids had some problems too and needed pharaonic audits. The Big Dig in Boston, the Bay Bridge, all these big construction projects always seem to have some kind of accounting questions that have to be discussed, don't they?
Well, the auditor told the legislators that Caltrans has underestimated costs on a number of occasions. But when we're talking about this amount of tax money, we think it's important to get to the bottom of it and to really get a handle on the accuracy of the numbers and how they were developed.
Okay, so that's going to go forward.
Yes.
All right, and then both Jim Brulte, the Republican, and your boss, Wilma Chan, had put forward proposals regarding the expenditure of funds by the Parks and Recreation, Parks and Wildlife?
It's the California Department of Parks and Recreation.
Okay, and were there significant differences? Obviously, not too significant between what Mr. Brulte wanted and what Ms. Chan wanted.
No, they were definitely complementary requests, and they were merged together. Basically, what the committee approved was taking a look at the way in which the Department of Parks hands out local grants, particularly looking at the process of monitoring and evaluating the grants. And they're also going to look at the amount of overhead that the State Department of Parks takes off of local grants before they go to the local community.
Okay. Now, was that inspired by, peripheral to, or somewhat related to the controversies, the controversy around Secretary of State Shelley and the money that he oversaw as an assembly member and that was then apparently not spent to build a building that and much of which apparently came back to him in campaign contributions?
Actually, he didn't have the authority to oversee it as an assembly member. It was one of a number of projects that were approved in the budget bill that funded local projects.
Right.
I think that the issue you're raising may be part of it. Mr. Brulte said that he had been looking at the administrative overhead issue for about 10 years and was very unhappy with the amount of money that the California Department of Parks takes off the top and wants to know what kind of monitoring they do for that money.
Okay.
And the Department of Parks director wrote a letter to the committee, and they're definitely welcoming the audit.
Okay, and what was Wilma Chan, the chair's, your boss's interest? What did she want to include in her request?
Her focus was more on looking at the way that State Parks Department money is used for planning,
right,
for oversight and monitoring and evaluation as it relates to local grants.
So that fit in with what Mr. Brulte wanted to do.
Oh, yeah.
Well. Okay. Now, so those two measures were approved, and then the third one had to do with the HAVA funds, the Help America Vote,
yes,
Act funds. Mr. Cox brought that in.
Yes.
Was he there at the hearing today?
Yes. And so was Mr. Brulte. Actually, all of the legislators who requested audits came to the committee to talk about it.
And they testified, essentially?
Yes.
Okay. And what did Mr. Cox say in support of his proposal?
He said that a number of concerns have been raised, and he'd like to have an audit done to see if the money has been expended in a way that complies with state and federal law.
Was he vigorously questioned or just nodded at by the members of the committee?
You know, that all of the audits were approved.
Right.
And none of them had any opposition.
They were all approved unanimously.
Well, not all members,
right,
voted on all audits, but it was pretty overwhelming.
Okay.
And it was bipartisan in both houses.
All right. And what's the substance of the proposal that Mr. Cox made that was approved to do the HAVA audit? What's going to be checked?
They're going to be looking at the federal law that authorizes the Help America Vote Act funding, and following that through the state agencies that have authority to sign off on it to make sure that the federal law is complied with and that the procedures that are in place were also complied with.
Now, do you know if this is going to involve any interaction with the Election Assistance Commission, which doles out these funds to states, to all the states?
Well, you mean the federal?
Yes.
I don't know.
Because it's federal laws that you're checking, right, the compliance with.
Right.
And I've
I don't know that the FEC...
EAC, no.
Oh, the EAC has authority over this. But the auditor will be taking a thorough look at this. And, you know, we find that one of the best ways to get to the heart of an issue is to have someone like the nonpartisan auditor take a look and give the legislators the facts. And oftentimes the auditor will make recommendations in an audit for changes either in law or in procedures, which are adopted by either the agency in question or become legislation carried by legislators.
Okay. In particular, do you know how much the audit of the HAVA spending is going to cost the state? Just approximately.
You know, hang on.
Okay.
Let's see.
I'm assuming it's probably part of the proposal in there somewhere with the price tag.
Yes, hold on. The auditor estimates it'll take about 1,400 hours of staff work.
And is there a factor to multiply by to get,
yes,
the cost?
Yes, so that the cost will be a little over $100,000.
Okay, and
now there's an annual budget that the state auditor has.
Right.
So this is not any additional money. And what happens is that the committee meets and they approve somewhere in the area of about 30 audits a year. Plus the auditor does a number of statutory audits. And all of this is included within their existing budget.
Yes, when we talked yesterday, you said about 30. I looked it up, and mm-hmm, apparently there have been 25 done so far that, mm-hmm, have been completed this year, and 13 more are pending. So that's,
yeah,
38. So we were in the ballpark at
that
point.
Yeah, it's in the ballpark. And obviously some audits take much longer because they're dealing with much more complex issues.
Right. Now, how have these these three audits been prioritized? Do they go to the front of the line, or how does that work? And
these audits are being expedited so that the information will come back sooner. Typically an audit comes back to the is released to the public and comes back to the committee, you know, in 5 or 6 months.
So is that how long you think it'll take, or
no,
it'll be less than
it'll
that?
It'll be less than that.
What's your best guess?
Well, we hope sometime this fall.
Okay.
I mean,
before the elections?
I don't know. The committee is very clear that they wanted these three audits to take priority.
Okay. Now, do you think that these audits having been ordered, that the public clamor and commotion about it and comment in the media and reporting in the media are likely to be unchanged or intensified or tapered down?
I don't know.
Okay. And what is the formal procedure for shipping this off to the state auditor? When will she have it, and when will she get to work?
She has it now.
Oh, okay.
Because the Joint Legislative Audit Committee directs the state auditor, and in preparation for any audit request, she does an analysis of the request and does an estimate of how many hours are involved.
Right.
And what it'll cost.
Okay.
You know, what those staff hours cost.
And in terms of the media rules, neither I nor any other reporter is entitled to have any of that information from her office until the report's issued. Is that right?
And legislators don't have access either. It's a confidential process until the audit is completed, and then it's released to the public. Both copies are available, and it's also available for download from the website.
But during the process, neither legislators nor citizens or reporters or anyone is allowed essentially to make input into what the auditor is doing. It's up to the auditor's office to do it
right.
On its own.
And the audits are very well regarded as impartial analysis of what's going on in a situation.
Okay.
And if you go on the site, you can look at some of the other audits, and you'll see that basically where she takes her guidance from is from...
Who is this nameless person we've been referring to?
Oh,
the auditor?
Elaine Howell.
Right. And she was she's an appointed auditor, right?
Yes.
And who appoints her? The legislature.
Yes, the committee does.
Okay, the committee
representing
does.
Representing the legislature.
Right. Okay.
But the auditor takes her direction from the committee and from the request.
Oh, but essentially, once she's gotten these instructions, that's it. It's like a ballistic missile. The committee, or can the committee talk to her on an ongoing basis? And does she come to them and say, you know, we understand this is going on here or there. Do you think I should look into that or that? Does she ask the committee for advice in any way?
No. What she does in her analysis is she outlines her understanding of the scope of the audit.
Right. No. I mean, after today, after the committee has asked her to do the audit.
No. Once an audit is requested, it's done.
It's done, and she's not going to be
carried forward.
And she's not going to be chatting formally or informally with the committee anymore to find out what she ought to be doing. She's doing it on her own.
No, that discussion happens during the committee meeting.
Okay, but
in the open session.
All right. So now it's all in her hands, and she can't comment about it to anybody.
Right.
Until the report's finished.
Including the chair of the committee.
Right. Okay. Anything about this process or the substance of it that still needs to be said, you think?
Well, it's important that it's important for the integrity of the system that there is a legislative audit process, because what it allows for is for legislators to get accurate, nonpartisan information about how well programs are working, if they're really doing what they're intended to do, and what changes need to be made. And I think that's something that benefits everyone. Now, in terms of the audits that were approved today, Caltrans did not have any objection to the audit of them. The Department of Parks and Recreation sent a letter that they were supportive of the audit of their grant process, and the Secretary of State also sent a letter saying he was supportive of the audit of the Help America Vote Act grant money.
All right, so everything seems calm and cooperative.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a pretty straightforward process.
All right. Well, thank you for giving us a straightforward explanation of it.
All right. Thank you.
And maybe we'll get back together again when the reports come out and talk about what's in them.
Pardon?
I said we can get back together again when the reports come out and talk about what's in them.
Absolutely.
Thank you very
much.
All
right. Thank you. Bye. Bye-bye.